The beginning of this week's parsha starts with the menorah, and at the end of the parsha menorah, it says towards the end, "Vayas kein Aaron el mol pnei menorah helone rosek asher tzivar Hashem Moshe." Rashi famously comments, he quotes the phrase, "Lahagid shivcho shel Aaron shloshina," show the tremendous shevach of Aaron that he didn't deviate from lighting the menorah. And the classic question that all the Achronim are bothered by is like, what's the big shevach? Like, so he had to light the menorah, all seven branches. He didn't light eight, he didn't light six. You know, he didn't decide to keep it dark one day. It's not really rocket science. It doesn't seem to be such a big mysterious nefesh, such a tremendous accomplishment that he lit the menorah properly. I think in the past, many all kind of fancy, deep vorts from all the different Mefarshim as to what was the tremendous godless of Aaron that besides what it actually says in Rashi, it must mean something deeper about Loshina. But I heard an unbelievable Musar vort that maybe, no, don't say any vorts in this Rashi. Lahagid shevcho shalom shosh, Hashelton light seven lamps in the menorah? He lit seven lamps in the menorah. Mom, it's just the easiest, most posh thing ever. Lahagid shevcho shalom. It's a tremendous shevach. You know what? What do we think? When does someone deserve shevach? Oh, if they do something amazing that we didn't expect from them. If someone goes out of their way and is moser nefesh to help me, I give them a lot of shevach. Someone's the biggest tzaddik in the world. You know, it goes lefnim shuras hadin and every chumr in the book, you know, and knows all of tarot's backwards and forwards, then they're deserving of shevach. But maybe it's not true. Lahagid shevcho shalom shloshina. All he did was he did the mitzvah he was supposed to do. He deserves tremendous shevach for that. Why not praise someone for doing what they're supposed to do, even if they weren't doing something out of the ordinary that's of historical significance that makes them better than everyone else? You know, like, I come here in the morning. I don't know, the cleaning guy cleans the floor. He didn't do anything special. Just cleaned the floor. Why doesn't he deserve shevach for that? I come home at night. My wife cooked me dinner. She didn't go and buy me fancy steak that I, you know, and figure out my favorite dish, and she didn't like to. Yeah, she just did what you're supposed to do every day. That also deserves a tremendous shevach. If the Torah can say to Aaron, all you did was light seven candles, and you deserve a whole pasuk in the Torah to be mishabeach you, then maybe the Torah is trying to teach us, even if someone just does their job, they deserve they deserve shevach for us. You know what? Even if your kid is not the top of his class, and he's not super advanced, special genius, and he didn't do something everyone else didn't do, he just got up in the morning and said Modani and washed Negelwasser. You know, even if your kid's a little older, he just went to school, and he didn't come home with 100. He went to school, and he sat in school, and he behaved. And he was a good kid. Can't forget to give him shevach for that, right? Shevach shloshina. Just do your job nicely. That also deserves shevach. And maybe if whenever we went in the world, we emulated Hashem here in the Torah, kipshut el shorashi. And if someone just does their job, just helps us out, gives us a little nachas, just doesn't do anything special, but does what they're supposed to do, gets up in the morning, he's a good person, that deserves a tremendous shevach. And could be. The more we are free and generous with our shevach, and we don't make special demands, then the more we'll learn to appreciate not just what people does for us, but what Hashem does for us, and the more those around us, we give them tremendous shevach for just loshina, just doing their, just not doing anything wrong, just doing their job in the morning, then I really think that the more nachas we'll get, and the more ava v'ach of shalom bereis, the more nachas we'll get from our families and from our kids, and maybe even, you know, from ourselves, that we should all have tremendous spiritual ambition. But if we go to sleep one night and we say, you know what, I thought I would excel, and I didn't excel. I thought I would impress everyone, I didn't impress everyone. I thought I would impress myself, I finally do what I've been trying to for so long. And all I did was I got up in the morning, and I put on my tefillin, and I davened, and I came to the Beis Medrash, or college, or to work, and did what I was supposed to do, and I said a bracha, and I davened mincha and marav and went home, and I was a little shina. You know, also deserve a little shevach for that. You also deserve a little pat on the back and encouragement, and not take for granted You know, not say the world's supposed to work the way it works, take it for granted, but appreciate everything, even those things that are merely Loshina, that are merely Darko Shalola. Shabbat Shalom.